Ethiopians celebrate the new Borana chief Abagadagio Barugio, date modified colon 2025-03-12T00:21:13.298Z, description colon well-wishers cross the border from Kenya and flock from Addis Ababa to witness the spectacle, thousands celebrate a chief who will only rule for 8 years, 10 hours ago, save, Amansisa IFA BBC News, Ardajil Abadhassa, save, Amansisa IFA/BBC, thousands of people have been gathering in southern Ethiopia for one of the country's biggest cultural events. The week-long Gada ceremony, which ended on Sunday, sees the official transfer of power from one customary ruler to his successor, something that happens every 8 years. The tradition of regularly appointing a new Abagada has been practiced by the Borana community for centuries, and sees them gather at the rural site of Ardajil Abadhassa, near the Ethiopian town of Aro. It is a time to celebrate their special form of democracy as well as their cultural heritage, with each age group taking the opportunity to wear their different traditional outfits. These are paraded the day before the official handover during a procession when married women march with wooden batons, called Sienki. Amansisa IFA/BBC, the batons have symbolic values of protection for women, who use them during conflict. If a Sienki stick is placed on the ground by a married woman between two quarreling parties, it means the conflict must stop immediately out of respect. During the procession, younger women walk at the front, distinguished from the married women by the different color of their clothing. Amansisa IFA/BBC, in this pastoralist society, women are excluded from holding the top position of a Abagada, sitting on the council of elders or being initiated into the system as a child. But their important role can be seen during the festival as they build all the accommodation for those staying for the week, and prepare all the food. And the unique Gada system of governance, which was added to the UN's cultural heritage list in 2016, allows for them to attend regular community meetings and to voice their opinions to the Abagada. Amansisa IFA/BBC, Gada membership is only open to boys whose fathers are already members. Young initiates have their heads shaven at the crown to make their rank clear. The smaller the circle, the older he is. Amansisa IFA/BBC, as the global cultural body UNESCO reports, oral historians teach young initiates about history, laws, rituals, time reckoning, cosmology, myths, rules of conduct, and the function of the Gada system. Training for boys begins as young as 8 years old. Later, they will be assessed for their potential as future leaders, Amansisa IFA/BBC, as they grow up. Tests include walking long distances barefoot, slaughtering cattle efficiently and showing kindness to fellow initiates. Headpieces made from kauri shells are traditionally worn by young trainees. The only other people allowed to wear them are elderly women. Both groups are revered by Borana community members. Amansisa IFA/BBC, men aged between 28 and 32 are identified by the ostrich feathers they wear, which are known in the Afon Oromo language as Baili. Their attendance at the Gada ceremony is an opportunity to learn, prepare, and bond, as it is already known who from this age group will be named a Abagada in 2033. Amansisa IFA/BBC, the main event at the recent Gada ceremony was the handover of power, from the outgoing 48-year-old Abagada to his younger successor. Well-wishers crossed the border from Kenya and others traveled from as far as Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa, to witness the spectacle. The governor of Kenya's Marsabit County was among the honored guests. 37-year-old Gio Barugio, seen here in white, holding a spear, was chosen to lead because he impressed the council of elders during his teenage years. Amansisa IFA/BBC, he becomes the 72nd Abagada and will now oversee the Borana people who live in both southern Ethiopia and northwestern Kenya. As their top diplomat, he will also be responsible for solving the feuds that may emerge in the pastoralist community. These often involve cattle raiding and disputes over access to water in this drought-prone region. During his 8 years at the helm, his successor will finish his training to take on the job in continuation of this generation's old tradition. Additional reporting by Natasha Booty, you may also be interested in, the Ethiopians changing their names as a show of pride, How royal divorce papers have shaken the Zulu kingdom. Listen, Tanzania's Maasai people evicted from ancestral lands. Getty Images / BBC. Go to bbcafrica.com for more news from the African continent. Follow us on Twitter at BBC Africa, on Facebook at BBC Africa, or on Instagram at BBCAfrica. BBC Africa Podcasts, Africa Daily, Focus on Africa. Africa, Ethiopia.